Welcome, everyone. Today we have a very interesting set of presentations. But before I do, I'd just like to acknowledge the Gadigal people as the traditional owners of the land on which we stand, and to pay my respects to them, elders past and present, and to all Aboriginal people that are here today. Jeff Hinchcliffe is my name, and I'm the Director of State Records, and we have a very interesting set of presentations for you today. Shortly I'm going to hand over to some colleagues from the Department of Premier and Cabinet who are going to start the proceedings, but before that I thought I might just give you an update on a couple of things. It's great to see so many interesting and exciting information projects underway across New South Wales government and public offices generally. Certainly we are becoming more connected, and very much our business models are changing to be very much more digital. And as State Records, we've just commenced our own government record-keeping, or digital record-keeping project, I should say, which will hopefully better integrate our record-keeping and digital record-keeping into our underlying business processes. So we're actually kicking that off at the moment, and hope to have a lot of that finished this year. But good record-keeping is based on sound records and information management practice principles. It's essential to ensuring transparency and accountability across the public offices, and also those public officers. With leaner organisations and digital business now the new norm rather than the exception, it's great to see the commitment agencies such as DPC and others are making to embed records and information management best practices into their businesses. Not only is there an expectation of the public that government will manage and protect the information we hold, but there is also an expectation of the public that this information will be available and enable agencies to provide more responsive and more effective client-focused services back to the client. And I think that's certainly one of the key drivers for everything that's happening at the moment. And projects which specifically integrate records and information management into normal business activities will help meet these expectations of the public going forward. And by using the sort of by-design sort of principles of embedding robust information management practices into an organisation's business operations, agencies can better ensure information is more secure, it's more usable and available, can be more effectively reused and shared, and it's also sustainable and preserved. So the State Records Act is our 1998 is our enabling legislation, which establishes the purpose for State Records. And following a recent compliance audit we conducted across government agencies, we found that a number of agencies, about 42 actually, only had partial or did not have functional disposal authorities in place. So we've actually commenced a project to actually try and address that with agencies, and we've started to actually work with those agencies, and will be over the next year or two to try and resolve that issue. And as you would all know, unsentenced records are effectively unmanaged records, and under the Act they can't be disposed of, even after they're no longer needed and they should be disposed of. So there is an inherent cost to government from that. So that's one of the drivers too, to try and ensure we have better record keeping compliance across the sector. As part of our own project, we're progressively contacting agencies. So if you are an agency that you find your business practices have changed and that you do need to freshen that up, it's probably a good time now to start thinking about it. And the government record keeping team here at State Records are always available to provide guidance and assistance with that. So today we have three very interesting presentations, which I'm sure you'll find interesting in their own way. First presentation from Department of Premier and Cabinet is to focus on embedding electronic document and records management within the organisation. I believe we've got a joint presentation today. And first up, I'll invite Mitya to come forward. I think Mitya Antonchik is the is responsible for the project and as the business manager. And I'll ask Mitya to come up and start. And he'll hand over to Nadine and Dave Phillips. And then following that, we will have a short break for morning tea. Probably just so Mitya and his team can get through the information, it's probably good to keep the questions till the end, and we can then keep things on track. So without further ado, Mitya.